This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We began an inductive study of John chapter 9 in our last visit. Let's continue the study. We noted the miracle of giving sight to the blind man. People began asking if this is the man who was born blind. He affirmed that he was. When they asked him how it happened, he gave them a simple, straightforward answer. Not satisfied with his answer, they brought him to the Pharisees. When they inquired how it happened, he gave them the same answer. Because it happened on the Sabbath, the Pharisees concluded it was not from God. The blind man, however, felt the one who healed him was a prophet. They then put his parents on the spot, but they only identified him as their blind son. Everyone distanced themselves from the debate for fear of the consequences. Jesus later found the healed man and asked him if he believed in the Son of Man. When Jesus indicated he was the Son of Man, he believed. His strong faith and bold witness exposed the folly of those around him, and when they asked Jesus about it, he pronounced judgment on them. We have now spread out what we observed took place in the events recorded in John 9. The next step in the inductive Bible study is to interpret what you have observed. I would suggest verses 5 and 6 will help us understand the point Jesus is making. He identifies himself as the light of the world and says that the disciples were to join him in his strategic and urgent mission to enlighten the lost and hurting before it's too late. Reflect on the events of this chapter in the light of verses 5 and 6, and I hope you can tune in when we continue this study tomorrow.